Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Those are so
like
fun
the word
to ride.
Crotch.
Why?
Crotch?
Yeah, it does sound. It sounds like my grandma's pussy.
I don't know about. It just sounds weird. Just crotch, groin,
Groin's bad.
Suck my groin.
Groin's terrible. Do you think there's someone? Well, the answer is yes. But do you think there's someone that's really into getting their taint licked? Like a girl's like, "Can I give you head?" And he's like, "No, I just want you to suck my grundle."
Grundle?
Yeah. Nothing?
Grundle? No, there's a fish. The name.
What?
No, what are they called? What are they called?
Gremlins?
No, they, God damn it. They like glow. Grundle.
Nope.
Can you Google this? There's a fish and it's in California and these motherfuckers, at some point in the year, they like swim up on land and they glow and they lay eggs and you can see them.
Chat, if you guys know what this fish is.
Chattanooga.
Gabe, don't pass off your job to them.
I got a lot going on here. California fish that comes to land.
Okay.
That comes to land?
Oh, bro.
What? All right.
Grunions.
G-R-U-N-I-O-N-S.
Grunions.
What
grunions.
The fuck?
Yeah, they're Southern California that kind of fish that run en masse during high tide nights from March through August.
Yeah.
They're called the walking fish.
Why do they light up?
Horny.
That would be so beneficial if you could light up when you're horny. Not for dudes.
It would be weird, though.
Not for dudes.
You're
at
JCPenney's and you're just glowing. You're like, I gotta go.
You're at Cricket Wireless buying a family plan, just fucking greened up.
I will say that would a lot of people would get arrested for all the right reasons.
Yeah, but you can't be arrested for being horny. I'd be in prison all the time. First of all, I'm gonna be honest. The last like 2 weeks, my horned up level, a little low.
Whoa.
Yeah, a little low.
But aren't you going on vacation this week?
Yeah, now it's up.
I'm going City to boys up.
Oh, I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, Juta la gaso, Lena.
You ever fucking a different language? Babbel.com. What up?
Are you guys going to have sex?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Yeah, both of us are going on vacation next week.
Hell yeah. Where are you going again? The forest?
Yeah, somewhere zen.
I love it. Are you gonna meditate a bunch?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You getting your chakras in line?
Hopefully.
That's what I'm going to say. When a girl goes, can you make me come? I'm going to say no, but I can align your chakras.
I don't know. For me, I don't like relaxing. Is that stupid?
No, I hate it too. I got about 2 days.
This is, I look forward to getting done with sleep so I can just wake up and live life again. I love life. It's tight. Sleeping, boring. But it's like at the end of the night, I'm like, I'm tired. I wish I could just start the next day. And that's essentially what sleeping is. Dude, sleeping is when you just lay there for 8 hours.
Sleeping
is fuck.
Here's the crazy part. We just trust the night. You're asleep. Anybody could walk in your house, fuck your girlfriend. I mean, it's like anyone could do anything. We just trust locks.
What time does your girl get up for work?
Too early. Because she gets up and then I get up.
Well, who's up first?
The lady.
But how much before you?
Usually she gets up about, I usually have like an hour and a half of like in the bed by myself time.
But how does she get up? With like an alarm? Like just one and done?
She usually doesn't get up an alarm. She just wakes up. Yeah.
You gotta leave her. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. She's not real. She
snores.
Dude,
I swear to God. So there's a big meme going around. It's been going around. The NPC stuff. You know what that is? Like a non-person, non-person character?
Yeah, or non-playable character.
Non-playable character.
Yes. So that's just somebody who, like, we think is probably not real.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of these encounters.
Uh-oh.
I had one. I've had two. Last night, this guy came up to me. I was dropping a friend off at a bar after a show. And then we see another comedian we know there. And then he's talking to a guy. And then he goes, you want to get the other guy? He goes, you want to get a drink? And I was like, nah, I'm all right. And then for whatever reason, I just said, I don't drink. I do. I'm fucking sick.
You are cool, dude.
I'm sick, right?
You're cool.
And then the guy goes, wow, what happened? I was like, I don't. No, I just don't. And he goes, yeah. How long you not been drinking? I'm just, at this point, I'm just lying. Just full Pinocchio.
Sometimes it's fun to lie to people you don't care about.
Right. But then he kept asking questions. I was like, like 2 years. And then I like jokingly, like to play it off, I was like, but I miss it. And he goes, what do you miss about it? I'm like, what are all these fucking you know, when you're talking to a kid and his only response is why?
Yep.
That shit.
You should have just made something up. It's like, I killed my dad in 2006.
I was going to go down. I don't even know where to go. I'm just like, what are you even? And then, so this person for sure not real. Also, he had a journal. He had a journal at a bar.
No.
And he's like looking through it randomly. But he was talking to another comedian who's like a chill dude.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, oh, he must be with him. They're boys, right?
Was it a journal or like a joke book?
It might have been spells, haiku poems, soliloquies. I don't know.
Spells are hilarious.
Spells,
you
I
just
feel like
put
you have
sounds
to
together, and then all of a sudden you turn into a bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
Are spells real?
Spelling's not.
Spelling's
you know,
so hard.
You know the word asparagus doesn't have an E in it? Shut the It doesn't have an E in it. Asparagus.
Dumb.
Air.
Dumb.
No. Is anybody talking in the chat room?
Yeah, we got a bunch of questions in chat. What's up, everybody? First thing comes from Denise, and Denise says, you guys need to pick those animal crackers up. From the ground. I think people are kind of, they think it's disrespectful towards the animal cookies.
Oh, are they still, I'm kind of hungry. Can I have one?
These have been open for, these bitches don't go stale. They're covered. Those
are they okay?
Yeah, they
gotta, probably.
They gotta be okay.
Dude, you know how stale you gotta be to get through the chocolate?
Man, I don't even.
That makes me feel like I'm bombing up here. When they're looking around the set, pick up the animal crackers. I was like, we can get off stage. Yeah, you get great energy up there.
Great stage presence.
What's the worst thing somebody can say to you after a show that's like a compliment that's not taken as a compliment? You really went for it out there tonight, huh?
What about this one? Wow, I like your shirt. Bitch, what about what I was doing up there? You like my shirt? I didn't want fashion advice.
I'm saying what's one that's like at your performance but a shot? You know what I'm saying? If somebody's like, wow, you were all over the place out there, man.
Yeah. What does that mean? Wow. You were loud.
Yeah.
That's one.
Dude, fucking loud. The crowd? No. You.
You specifically. I think this is always the one that gets me is when I am happy with my performance and then someone comes up and goes, yeah, dude, tough crowd. You're like, no, not tough crowd.
Yeah.
No, did good crowd.
Or the opposite. I've been on the other end where like I didn't like the crowd and I'm talking to another comedian. I'm like, man, the crowd is whatever. And then they get off and I'm like, what'd you think? They're like, I loved him. You're like, sympathize with me, bitch.
Yeah.
I've also done that to people too. They're like, they sucked, right? I was like, I loved him.
Yeah. But if people go, they sucked, right? I just agree with them. Because I know they're saying that.
Right.
Because then
they're,
I don't want to make them feel
mode,
bad.
Yeah. Anything else, Gableton?
Yeah, we got some more. This is a question. This is from two people. Josh first says, as Trevor's tour has come to an end, nice. What has been his favorite? What were your favorite moments of the tour? For example, like the dude who proposed to his girl in New Orleans.
Oh my God.
Parentheses, me. So the proposal.
That's the dude?
Yeah, he's in here.
Dude, awesome. Congratulations.
How's the
man.
Marriage going? Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Dude,
that was so
that was
cool.
The first show. There's a few moments that I really just enjoyed, one of which was I think seeing my parents at the Vic in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like that was like just being born in Illinois and then seeing them there. I don't really have ties to Illinois like that, but I thought that was really cool. A lot of them were just like, if I like the show then I like the city. Mm-hmm. I think there wasn't a lot of time to really do stuff in that city, but some of my favorite things were just like the random moments in the van, random pit stops, like God, there were some random pit stops that we were, like when we were all at a group and we stopped in like Weed, California, and
yeah,
we're just talking shit about the cities. But I think some of the favorite moments were just
one of my favorite moments is when we made the grilled cheese.
The grilled cheese in the hotel, that was...
The grilled cheese in the hotel, but that whole night, because the riff just after the show was just so fun. It's like that.
Some of the best hangouts ever. Yeah. The hangouts were always awesome. The debrief in the green room after, the moments that I remember were like eating barbecue food from a gas station. Then we had that banter. I fucking hated it. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
I do want to, for the next vlog that's coming out about the tour, or the last one, I want to go through each city and just like look at the tour and be like, love that, hated it, love this, hated it. But then the Los Angeles show was my favorite. It just like God. Everything was right. It went well. I loved it. The setup, the people, the crowds, it was just fire. And then just seeing
all the
people.
The green rooms were nice.
The green rooms were great. And just seeing all the people there that I appreciate the most, which was really cool. There's a lot of great moments. And I think,
you know, one of my greatest moments?
What was that?
And I know they didn't ask me, but I'd like to just say.
No, you
know,
part of this. Because
I don't
so much.
Know if I said this on a show, on the podcast yet. When your dad came up to me after the show, because my girl was at the show.
Oh, this is funny.
And your dad comes up to me and goes, hey, I was looking at your girlfriend's feet. Great feet, huh?
Dude, my dad gets it.
I laughed for 3 minutes straight.
Oh, my dad gets it.
Because the look, he was like, looking at your girlfriend's feet. She's got great feet. Oh, great job. Yeah. I was dying.
Hilarious if it wasn't my dad, just a random elderly man. Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes. $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up. Only $5 a month. Damn.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a 5-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.